This is a Cross Vision Podcast, Episode 3, The State of America and How the Drug Trade Influenced the Streets We Live On. Tune in. I want you to hit that subscribe button. Let's get it going.
With my business plan, looking at the progress, I'm happy I finally made it. What a special operation, the world's consolidated.
I tell them black people rise up, can you hear me? I see it clearly, new world is coming, and it's really.
We back again, Cross Visions Podcast.
Wow, that beat is crazy.
Episode 3, we still in this beast. I got my homie Black Magic as always. You know, say what up, Black Magic.
Man, what's good? I'm vibing to the beat, though. I can't even concentrate. That's hard.
I know, man. We got Tandem Havoc on the beat. We going to bring him in. Hey, let Havoc come through. Havoc, come through, my man. We want you to advertise your beat right quick, man. As we get this episode going, you know, we speak about podcast. We speak about politics, society, fashion, hip-hop. Everything.
All that.
We need talk to him. Have
what's up?
Tell him what's going on. Tell him where they can find you at. Tell him where they can get the beats from. Tell him everything. Have it. You know, this episode right. 3. We getting more into it. We got more people part of the team, and you know, talk to him. Have it.
All right. Well, you know, you can catch me at Tandem Havoc at Instagram, Facebook. I don't got Twitter. None of that. That's it.
That's it. That's where you can find my man. Get the beats. Holla Mav exclusively. He can record you, do whatever, man. For real, for real.
Tandem Havoc, you know.
And you know, we got Black Magic as always. As always. Episode 3. We
it's
getting deep.
It's an honor.
Last episode, we got deep on a reptilian agenda. I don't know why that one cut so short. I guess the feds was watching, so we had to cut it.
Uh-oh.
Let me stop. But we back again, back again. You know what I'm saying? Black Magic, Black Magic. Hey, talk to him for a second, Black Magic. Tell me something, man. I want to know something new today, man. I know it's
what you want to know.
Business podcast. We got a conjunction with Aquarian Age Productions, man. You know what I'm saying? Go to Aquarian Age. What's it? It's Aquarian Age at Instagram.
Tell them. You can find Aquarian Age Productions on Instagram, Facebook, as well as YouTube.
Episode 3, I'm feeling real good. I'm feeling too good. You know what I'm saying? Real talk.
Hey.
You know, they got it out here. They had that new Dave Chappelle comedy show on Netflix.
And I didn't even see it. I just seen like a little
clip. He was talking about everything. He was exposing everything. One thing that stuck with me, though, you know, I'm a fool with it, but I like to keep it conscious. But one thing that stuck with me, though, was he was saying, we're going into 2020. I want everyone to go out and register for a gun. And you know what I'm saying? It stuck with me because it was like the motherfucker didn't say go out and vote, register to vote. He said go out and register for a pistol. He said maybe they'll listen in because we have all these registered people to get weapons. Then that speaks up like the NRA, which is mostly Republican white people. Mm-hmm. But we have black registered people that have weapons and form our own coalition that'll talk more to them than what we got to vote. That shows them that, look, we all armed out here. That's mm-hmm. why they try to persecute us a lot, you know, get us a lot of cases so not too many black people get pistols and everything like that. But if you think about back to the Black Panthers, a lot of them were educated black young brothers. So they were able to get the pistols, they was able to get their rifle. Everyone can bear arms, but I encourage people to go out there and arm yourself. Everyone, arm yourself. If you got kids coming up, as soon as they're 18, teach them how to shoot, get them a gun. Because, you know what I'm saying, I believe that's the most precious thing you could do is arm yourself. Because we never know if our government want to inflict the same pain on other people that they want to inflict on us. Whoa, I hope they don't take me off the air for that.
Nah, you good. I agree. I would just add, arm yourself and organize yourself as well. Because we don't want a group of us getting slaughtered in the middle of the street by the FBI.
Right, man.
Just because we ran out there with our guns.
But I'm saying, it's been history that governments, a lot of high-ranking governments end up inflicting that pain on their people when they about to fall.
Mm-hmm.
Because if the people is in a disarray, that means the country's in a disarray. And right now, we see in society, it was just another shooting in El Paso, Texas, that the country is in disarray. That don't look good for in the art of war. That looks like we are weak because we are weak internally. I don't care how many troops, if you're number one military. If you are weak internally, that means you're vulnerable.
Right.
Real talk. That means you're vulnerable, man. Real talk.
Yeah, I agree. For sure. Just got to, you know, organize with it. Like you say, teach them early. Teach the kids. You know what I'm saying?
Give them a gun at 18.
Like, they already hearing
it. I like white people on my podcast too, so I ain't trying to differentiate. But y'all white people, y'all take y'all kid at the age of 16. I'ma teach you how to hunt. I'ma teach you how to fish too. You gonna learn how to kill, and you gonna learn how to eat. And it's like, dang, most people teach their kid how to roll a blunt before they teach them how to fish.
Right.
And I don't mean to say some ignorant nigga. You know what I'm saying? Cause we got black fathers out there. Black fathers do matter. Black men don't cheat like Charlamagne said, and we got good black fathers out there that raise good,
right,
outstanding black men. But at the same time, you know what I'm saying, we ain't teaching them how to shoot like that, and we ain't teaching them how to hunt. I believe we should do that, because we may become the hunting one day. They gonna extort all the Mexicans, they gonna say, now back to y'all. Y'all wanna have a black president, I see.
For yeah, real. I agree.
Like, for real. Talk to them, Black Magic.
Yeah,
tell me more about the part two of the reptilian agenda, but in the analogy, I want you to bring the reptilian agenda to me. It's what they basically doing now with the state of chaos that they had to cut the government in, because they're trying to push a war. And you know, people keep wanting to arm themselves, they want to officially push, look like a black and white war. But it's not really about that, because I believe that we need to separate but come together, you know?
Right. Yeah, but it's interesting that you say the word chaos, because it looks as though the powers that be, quote unquote, are in a state of chaos themselves. It's like they're warring with each other, and there's always division within whatever organization you have, but it seems a little out of control now for them. You know, it's like it's a state of chaos with those groups behind the doors that we always talk about. But at the end of the day, it's very interesting because the main goal is always on the chessboard. So even though there is division, we, you know, can't allow that to get to our heads and lull us to sleep. You know what I'm saying? Like, we still got to be active because, like I say in the last podcast, there is, in fact, a wave. And we got to ride that wave. That wave is meant for us. It's the wave of enlightenment. This is the era that we're in right now.
But they are trying to lull us to sleep. Every time we get a conscious break and realize what's going on, R. Kelly get locked up again. And Juicy Smooye, that Dave Chappelle like to say, I guess Jussie Smollett, he called him Juicy Smooye. He wanna stay some type of, you know what I'm saying, whatever. But a big distraction from us as a scene politically what's going on. I encourage all black people out there also to go vote, and we need to learn how to research the candidates that are being put in office and the people that want to run for the powers and the different legislations they want to put into power, because we need to learn how to teach our kids that, because coming up 2020 and beyond, if you don't know the new game, which is to know politics and guns, then you won't be out of the race, because they trying to put Mexicans in the race. The Mexicans is building in numbers and they want to put them in the race. The Asians already in the race. Everybody already in the race. I'm saying they hating on them, but they in the race. But you know, if we ain't help on it, you know what I'm saying, as far as to make political moves that get certain legislations in the office that benefit our people, then we not playing the right game. We're teaching our kids just to forever be someone that works for someone else. You right. know what I'm saying? Or someone that falls victim to the legislation, to where a cop is able to shoot you. You're going to say, why is this possible? They're going to say, study the law, this amendment for this, this, and that. And you didn't vote on this and this and that. This and that didn't pass. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
This politician didn't get in office because we broke. People need to go out and vote and register for guns too, man.
We need to take advantage of our local jurisdiction, because that's what's going to cause a ripple effect into the White House. We can start locally. Because that's what we truly have power over.
You're right. I believe that. We need to create our own local coalition of people that know politics, or people that even, we're all research projects, we're trying to learn politics.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But I know anytime we start a coalition or a group of people to try to do something positive, you know, the feds gonna be watching. But it's the risk that we take, you know what I'm saying? We gotta change our people, no one else will be, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm doing this podcast, Cross Vision Production, in conjunction with Aquarium Age. You know what I'm saying? We bring y'all exclusive truth and knowledge. The way you're supposed to see it, the way you're supposed to know it. But you know what I'm saying? We give you culture as well. Two black men that believe in themselves and, you know, make music and, you know, make their own fashion. You know what I'm saying? Promote what they promote. But everything black, though. You know what I'm saying? Whether you believe you are God, or whether you believe you sent from God, you know what I'm saying? It's still all part of the makeup and the DNA of us as black men. Us as men, period. But we just promote black power, you know what I'm saying, all the way around the board. And that's why we encourage getting into politics and getting guns, people. Register to vote and register for weapons.
Right.
For real. I ain't lying. Government trying to swindle us. They're trying to swindle us through these little bitty laws and loopholes and bylaws, while at the same time they're analyzing us through Cambridge Analytica that we spoke about in episode 2.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And how they already know how we made up and thinking. They already know how the black culture was going. Trump is trying to run again and they doing some bullshit, so they fed us this chicken sandwich.
Man, that made me so mad.
Confession, black man, I tried the chicken sandwich.
You stood in line for it and everything? Hell no.
I did, man. Like, for real. I kept my receipt, so later on down the line, they say you got mesothelioma for it.
If you were any your loved ones.
Like, I still got my receipt, but I stood in line and got the chicken sandwich, you know what I'm saying?
If any of your loved ones have eaten the Popeye's chicken sandwich,
you know what I'm saying, man? For real.
You may be eligible for compensation.
Well, that sandwich was good, man. It had the big, big piece chicken with the big. I feel ashamed because I knew it was a distraction. I feel a victim. But I believe in this game of life, you gotta incorporate balance. You can't be full of pride. I'm black, y'all. You gotta understand you're black, but you also a human. You know what I'm saying? You know, they created the word black. I ain't trying to take it back to Malcolm X, but brother, look in the book. What do they have black? Dark. Void. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know what I'm saying? Why I gotta be black? Why I gotta be dark and void? You know what I'm saying? But I'm black, you know what I'm saying? I love and I'm black and I'm proud. But at the same time, I'm a man, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm not categorized as anything. No one can label me. I'm a man. Like Dave Chappelle said in his comedy sketch, they said, "You, Dave, you can't say fag." Well, why can I say can't say fag? Because, Dave, you're not gay. He said, oh, he walked away, but he stopped. He turned back around and said,
I'm not a nigga either.
Exactly. I'm a fucking man. These is my niggas, though. You don't need to understand that. We culture. This is our culture, though. You know, but I ain't my man. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, for real, man. I denounce any label. Any label. You know what I'm saying? For real, for real. Any label. For real, for real. That's what you gotta do. You know what I'm saying? They try to put labels out here to let you fit into a category of personality that they have already generated and created through their computer.
Yeah, it's literally
Cambridge Analytica, y'all. The great hack. The great hack.
It's literally like Brainiac from DC Universe.
I know, like, most people don't like to talk about this, but I love when you talk about this. I don't care how far we gotta go back. I just love black culture. But man, I want you to picture and give the people a picture and how the time was when we lived in Egypt. But I believe there's two black magic, so I want you to give it a double analogy. It's Cross Vision Podcast, people tune in. But you know what I'm saying? I want to give it another analogy. I believe that black people was here in America too, and I believe it's a lie that they say it was an Indian. I believe it was us blacks here. We was here in America, South America, and we were here in motherfucking Africa.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
I believe the Mexican is a mixture of the Spaniard and the black motherfucker down there, and the motherfucking Indian is a mixture of the white motherfucking French and the goddamn black that was original Indian, and then they gave, because them niggas got stringy long hair, they ain't the original black. Even look back at the Olmec statue. So anyway, I want you to give it to people of how knowledge, how life was when we were at our pinnacle and why you believe we failed. I believe we built this off here, but why you believe we failed with the how we look at our brother. Because the key line that I want to get through this to the people is how we look at each other. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I'd rather have a white supervisor tell me at my job to do this and that instead of a black supervisor. I look at my Uncle Tom, this is that, instead of looking at this as my brother who's in another position trying to make it as well. Mm-hmm. But we look at each other as enemy. Even if I walk in the store and see someone, he could be someone that could put me onto the wave I need to put on. I could be someone that could set him straight. But instead, we look at each other as our enemy instead of looking in the eye.
Yeah.
I want you to picture life when we at our pinnacle and why I believe we failed.
Well, yeah, it's just that. It was the pinnacle or the apex. So you had a balance between the resources of your community and how they were being utilized, and everything was, you know, established, and it kept the system running.
Kept people working together.
Exactly. But when you say why did we fail, the obvious answer, in my opinion, is division and individualism.
We believe division came. Let me just say this.
Division and the idea of individualism, which really is the ego. So you can be for the ecosystem, which is what you should be, or you can be for egoism, the ego system. And I honestly feel like that was our greatest downfall. It's no coincidence that in ancient Egypt, the time where you have the Hyksos, the Caucasian, running most rampant and successful with their invasions, is coincidentally the same time the most pyramids were being erected. Ooh. During the Khufu dynasty. Who can build the biggest pyramid? You know what I'm saying? I hate to talk about it like that, but that's what it sounds like. It's like, now it's my turn to build this pyramid. Now it's my, you know, like.
That's what each one, they were all, they started competing against each other.
That's what it seems.
Instead of building off the next leg, kind of like they do now in the NBA, like Kobe didn't build off of Jordan's legacy. He wanted to be the Black Mamba. LeBron didn't build off of other one's legacy. He wanted to be king. But I mean, I understand I don't want to be associated with no one else, but just as black people, why we don't just openly want to build off of the next person's legacy, and instead of trying to compete with it.
Yeah, it's really just the idea.
That just makes war for some reason. Captain America versus Iron Man.
Yeah, it's really just the idea of egoism going over ecosystem. You know, you got to consider yourself. You have to, because you came in with yourself. You were aided by others, but your existence is really the only existence that you can confirm. Mm. You see what I'm saying? You have to be for yourself. Whatever you do, even if you help somebody on the street, you did that because it made you feel good. So no matter what you do, you gotta be for self. But at the end of the day, you gotta build yourself up to a place where you can give back and keep up the harmony of the ecosystem. It's all like everybody plays their role. But when you separate yourself and become egoism, that's when you have all the calamities. That's when you have the improper division. And that's when you're vulnerable for invasion.
So when we were one with the ecosystem, we became to our apex. When we became one with egoism, we became war and,
exactly,
and division. And do you believe that made us susceptible, for being conquered? Do you believe? Because I believe that, you know what I'm saying? People, I love interviewing my man, Black Magic. You know, we get on the same wing, but you know what I'm saying? Being with him lets the people know, you know what I'm saying? A left wing mind is the same thing as a right wing mind. Together, it's like the bird that's soaring towards the top, trying to build the pyramids, you know what I'm saying? Speaking above people's head, right? But for real, though, I believe that our division is what caused different people to come in and be able to conquer us, you know what I'm saying? Be able to take us over. And I also believe that had we stayed one way with each other, we would have never been susceptible to being taken over.
Right. But see, at the end of the day, everything is in cycles. So you have a rise and you have a fall.
Everything is cycles. And so, nothing is new is under the heaven. Yeah. What shall be, what it shall
that
be.
That was meant to happen, and it is a part of the natural order of things.
So you say
it's heavy. It's a heavy statement.
Are you saying this? And the people may disagree. I might stand on the side of people and say, no, it's my man, so I got to stay with him. But are you saying that us being slaves was part of a plan?
I'm saying that anything that was attracted by the generation that dealt with slavery, I know we can say we still dealing with it. Listen, hold on.
Okay.
I know you can say we still dealing with slavery, but when you talk about being enslaved and you talking about whips and chains and everything that happened during the kidnapping in the 1600s from West Africa, I'm saying that whatever happens to a generation is attracted energy. You see what I'm saying? Energy was sent to you, and it's up to you, it's up to us as a race, to, as Black people, to figure out and establish what did we do to attract that energy. Because I can't sit here and say I followed the laws of my eye, but at the end of the day, something didn't make sense that happened to Black people. My eye is ordered, but my eye is balanced. People say life ain't fair. That's bullshit. Life is fair. Life is balanced. That's the order of things. It's natural nature. It's the laws of my eye.
So you believe, are you saying that natural nature put us in this fucked up? I mean, I love being Black, and I'm still living it. You know what I'm saying? Having fun. But put us in this fucked up position in America.
No, I'm not saying that the universe
did. What did we do? We didn't bring this on us, I believe. But I do believe in harmony. I do believe in balance. And I do believe in, shoot me if you want, people. I believe in karma. You know, whatever you put back, shall come to you. So I believe my men's have a direct and a correct point. You know what I'm saying? What did we do to make Mother Nature, which helped us build this empire, which helped us align pyramids with the stars, what made it turn against us?
It's not, it's like we're so comfortable with blaming the outside, an outside entity, for what we're going through. You know what I'm saying? And that was a method that's kind of taught to us in religion. Like, oh, I'm blaming the devil. I ain't blaming God. I ain't blaming the universe. Like, At a certain point, you have to recognize what you did to bring that forward. And at the same time, once you do that, it's easier to establish the solution.
I'm about to flip the script. What would you say to someone that says, nah, fuck that. We didn't attract that. What, the white motherfucker went and developed a gun and came and rounded us up by the hundreds of thousands of millions with that gun, because we didn't know of steel. Like, even when it came to the Indians, or what they said to the Indians, they realized the Indians had gold and all these other natural resources, but they haven't discovered the steel ore to create armors or swords. Them niggas was hunting with spears and shit and arrows, and these niggas had steel shields with steel swords taking these Indians out. They'll tell you the true story. They just sling, sling. Don't even have to use the guns on them. But that's not funny. But you know, that's some. What do you say to someone that says that? Like, no, the white motherfucker just got Cause I believe in mythology, conspiracy, alien factuals, and ancient texts. So I believe that also they someone blessed them motherfuckers with the hella gift of the gun. But you know, they developed a gun. What do you say to someone that says that? Like, we didn't attract that. They developed a gun and came and shot us up, chained us up, and factoried us up.
A gun. A weapon as powerful and deadly as a gun was manufactured to be used against you. So, the same method applies. The same idea applies. What am I doing? What have I done? What's going on with the energy of my tribe to where we are attracting this level of a calamity? It's the same situation. You gotta realize, like, the white man and everything that he did, he is wrong for that. Most definitely. But that's like a vessel occupying energy that we attracted. So if a nigga rob you on the street, that nigga's wrong. But what the fuck did you do to attract that energy to occupy that vessel to make that shit happen? Not trying to, you know, be too metaphysical with it, but we really gotta understand the idea of karma, like you say. And this is really just the idea of cause and effect.
Oh,
that's it. Karma is a religious term by the Hindus, but it's really just a scientific term for cause and effect. That's a scientific law. The energy that you put out is going to be attracted back to that source like a boomerang.
They had did a study to where it was two jars with a wet napkin in it. One jar, people said, I love you in it. And the other jar, people said, I hate you, I hate you. And the I hate you jar, over the same amount of time that they did it with the other jar, the I hate you jar started having, like, dark mold on the tissue and all that shit. Mm-hmm. The I love you jar lasted. And I believe that in saying that, when I say words are powerful, what you project and put out shall come back to you. And I believe
not just words, actions and thoughts.
Actions and thoughts as well. But I truly do believe, not to give my people the blame. I don't give my people
no blame. Believe, no blame.
I believe even not, if we no. were beefing in the ranks and we did the same way we look at our brother now we did back then, I believe even though we did that, we didn't deserve it. Mother Nature knows that. But for some reason, Mother Nature let it happen. But I believe the biggest conspiracy is they didn't take any slaves from Africa and bring them over here. They wanted to lie so they could tell us to go back to Africa so they could own this land. I'm probably saying too much. Some people say you're out of your fucking mind. But, buddy, you don't know
nah,
shit.
No, it's backed up by facts. We were most definitely here as well in North America as the OMACs.
Because when you look at the slave trade and the map that they had, like, most of the people went to fucking South America and all these other islands, now known as Jamaica and all these other...
Christopher Columbus first came to the island.
Not that many, like 2%, 2-5% of the motherfucking slaves came to America. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that was most definitely fictitious.
Most of the slaves, I'm saying if you really follow the map of the slave trade they have out there, most of the slaves went to South America and all these neighboring islands of Bahamas and Jamaica that we all go visit. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? That less slaves came here. I believe that they threw us in with people they may have imported just to label us black. And then labeling us black, that excludes us from natural Native American rights. You know what I'm saying? And if you kill one generation of a motherfucker, you can cut off the true facts of who they are with the next generation. Mm-hmm. And we generations washed away from who we are. So I know for a fact, when they say, go back to Africa, they really know this is our land. And they killed and pillaged our ancestors for it. Mm-hmm. And they don't want to give it back up. They want to claim it. Want to make America great again. No, you want to make it white again. killing all the Mexicans and the blacks, and we back, baby. Right. And they said the UN wouldn't let that happen. Nigga, the UN is whiter than the clouds in the sky. What the fuck? Man, down with the fuck shit as well.
The UN is the grandmother of America.
Like Malcolm X said, that he and his noticing realized that we should have took the problems up to the UN, you know what I'm saying, instead of the Senate, the White House, because the UN will be able to grant us reparations just like they did the Jews, you know what I'm saying, because the Jews put their petition in through the UN, which will grant them reparations, because the Russians or the Soviets who had inflicted this on them, they had owed them money, you know what I'm saying? And through every other civilization they was in that participated in trade and held Jews as slaves and persecuted them, had to pay them, to where Jewish kids are coming up with money already in their accounts. But look, I'm saying that to say this, he believed that, you know, going to the White House to ask for reparations and show that we are through it is like going to Mass to ask for a bone. No, we gotta go to his boss. But the duality of that see, that fucks me up, bro, is the simple fact that the UN fucks with America too. They don't give a shit about niggas. But I believe what Malcolm was trying to prophetically say is to really get into this political game, because this is the game that they play, and brother, you would be stupid not to play it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So take that problem to the UN. You know what I'm saying? Real shit.
Right. Yeah.
I believe that we are natural citizens of this land, and I believe that they lied to us about that. You know, I believe history is his story. You know what I'm saying? He can tell the most lies. You know what I'm saying? He can make the most story and change history the way he wants. You know, all he has to do is kill off generations. Use the Willie Lynch process of how to make and break a slave or raise an animal and re-raise the black man as the newborn animal that they want and name him what they call nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real. Mm-hmm. Did you know in ancient Hollywood, when it was black and white in Hollywood, they used to have a black face. The origins of the black face was Drake had on. Sorry, Jizzy. But anyway. No, for real, Draco, Canadian ass, like he ain't even American speaking for hip hop. But anyway, he had on a blackface, and the history of the blackface was white people used to put on a blackface to imitate niggas. It was, if you look at a segment of the blackface going back to 1920s, if you look at it on YouTube, it show you a clip of it, and some white folks like, hey, Ben, what you about to do? And the other white dude with the black mask, oh, nothing, about to go home with my wife, chill. And that was, for real, you laughing, but I'm serious. They have first programmed us to be who we were by selling us. You know how we got Martin and shit now? Like we had Martin and shit. They had Martin in the 1920s, but with a white dude with a black face on coming. Hey, baby, how you doing? That's how they used to mock us with the black face. And then comedians that were black and wanted to be an actor had to put on a black face so white people felt comfortable to think that maybe he wasn't really black. They thought that was funny at that time. But just that simple fact of how they groomed us into the nigga. But try to separate us from who we are. Not a nigga, a native.
Right.
A native.
Yeah, we were natives.
And they doing what their sister country, which is Britain, did to Africa. You know the world, we got all these diamonds. None of these diamonds is real. Even the rappers you see, none of these diamonds is real. All the real diamonds are the blood diamonds that come out of fucking Africa. And Britain got his whole foot and dick inside of it. Excuse my language, people.
Say the foot in it.
Knee deep, my dude. That's how they got us black people. Knee deep, bro. They raping us of all diamonds and everything. With America raping black people of its culture. Because we the biggest front mans in the game. So our culture of rap, hip hop, and shit shows you how to be the coldest front man.
Right. Yeah, you're right about those diamonds. But it's crazy.
None of them are real, but I believe that they want us to derive and not remember who we are, where we originally come from, original, and our original culture. But look, to end this podcast, but to bring everything full circle, I believe that we need to embrace being the nigga. because a nigga is never ignorant of getting goals accomplished. You could try to say you raised me up in this fashion, but you taught me all your secrets. You don't know me, you think you know the nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And the only time I act like a nigga or I do nigga shit is when I'm put in fucked up situations. But I ultimately control my destiny, so any fucked up situation, if I think with the right mind as a man, then you can never let me a nigga, because you would never know my move. Because really, you the nigga. Everything you trained me was your move, so I know you, nigga.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it makes sense.
For real.
No.
I'm serious, the double analogy.
It's like how Pac put it, putting me in behind Thug Life.
It gotta be something to flip, because we already too programmed in the game, you know what I'm saying? For me to tell y'all youngsters need to stop saying nigga. Y'all youngsters need to stop appropriating the word nigga. And that old school be saying, what, turn around like, what's up, my nigga? Let me get a joint or something.
Mm-hmm.
God damn. You know what I'm saying? For real. That's how I be. So I don't never want to come off like that, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Never ignorant game goes to accomplish that was positive.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's episode 3 of Podcast Cross Vision. My homeboy Black Magic. Check him out on Prairie Next Productions. New World Order Consolidated. Or New World Consolidated.
New World Consolidated. Yeah, the conglomerate. And you can find the entities. Query Nation Production, Cypher Defense, Training Program, as well as Annual Art, and Building with the Gods Media on all streaming platforms and social media platforms, YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram.
Check me out on Cross Visions on Google Play, Spotify, Tidal, Apple Music. Check me out on Instagram, Cross Visions Production. And that's what it is. You know what I'm saying? We see our people again. Thank you for listening.
Ooh.
approach.
Ghetto Africa, the devil is at the end. Don't let these demons capture you before heaven raptures you. Ghetto Africa, the devil is at the end. Don't let these demons capture you before heaven raptures you. Ghetto Africa, the devil is at the end. Don't let these demons capture you before heaven raptures you. Ghetto Africa, the devil is at the end. Don't let these demons capture you before heaven raptures you.
The block I reside, filled with genocide. Baby mamas cry while baby daddies die. Drugs, guns, and poverty, the system be robbing me. Dodging cops just like a game of hide and seek. I'm twisting blunts back to back, got a vet set. Can't you see them niggas behind you ain't got your back? But you gotta keep your head up even though you fed up. Get your bread up, cause countless years history has misled us. It's written on my money, in God we trust. This pen be my knife, for my ancestors I will bust. I'm a runaway slave, pick the lock to the cage. Open my mind, feel all my ambition and rage. Stuck in the gaze, blowing no sage, my dying age. Let the story tell itself, just don't turn that page. Remember who you are and never let it fade. Feel the sun rays, see what ghetto Africa has made.
Cross. Ghetto Africa, the devil is at the end. Don't let these demons capture you before heaven raptures you. Ghetto Africa, the devil is at the end. Don't let these demons capture you before heaven raptures you. Ghetto Africa, the devil is at the end. Don't let these demons capture you before heaven raptures you. Ghetto Africa, the devil is at the end. Don't let these demons capture you before heaven raptures you.
Politicians spitting visions through lies and deceit. Either follow my command or rest in peace. Immortal living, my people will never end up deceased. Remember, war comes first, then there is peace. I'm speaking to the masses, listen carefully. Ghetto Africa's alive inside of you and me. Forever a G remains the God in me. You trap my body, but my soul lives eternally. Dig up my family pyramids, take all of their gold. Just understand that your history is forever stolen. Your civilization is on the verge of death, bro. Reap the rage of all the forgotten and lost souls. We made it, look what ghetto Africa has created. Took our chains and we made them all gold plated. Smoked the trees where we hung just to get faded. Whatever we build shall never get outdated.
Ghetto Africa, the devil is at the end. Don't let these demons capture you before heaven raptures you. Ghetto Africa, the devil is at the end. Don't let these demons capture you before heaven raptures you. Ghetto Africa, the devil is at the end. Don't let these demons capture you before heaven raptures you. Ghetto Africa, the devil is at the end. Don't let these demons capture you before heaven raptures you.
Now, like I was saying, like, what changed to where in the dope game, for more of the OGs, what, do you think they were trapped in the game, or why weren't they able to, like, invest more in the kids or in the youth projects or in stuff or businesses that could last now? Like, was they in love with balling more than they was, you know, making a change, or is that the game, or, you know?
It was more so, like, most people start balling because they didn't have nothing. So they was trying to get their life together and their family together. But at the same time, you have stingy ballers. You have ballers that was pro neighborhood and family member. They wanted to see motherfucking change. But at the end of the day, you got them rat bastards, them envious motherfuckers. When you start doing stuff for other people and not looking out for that motherfucker standing on the side of you, get your head knocked off. So now you started something, but you couldn't finish because you were in jail. Because of an envious motherfucker.
Right.
That's just true talk.
Right. The streets of the game. What's your opinion?
The way it went down in my family, and this is how we was trained, that charity began at home. Okay. So once you got some ends, and yeah, you had that, you know, you want to flash. So first, like he said, the individual, want to take care of themselves, they going to shine first, okay? Because they grinding to shine first, okay? Now, once they grind and they not a selfish person, they going to spread the wealth, okay?
Do you think it was a lack of knowledge for what we could do with the money? Drugs hit and when guns and drugs hit, do you think it was a lack of knowledge of what we could truly do?
That's not just with a drug dealer. Lack of knowledge or lack of financial knowledge cripple a lot of folks. That's why you have so much bankruptcy. And that's why you have so many businesses fail, okay, initially.
Do you think when we got the drug trade, if we could go back, do you think we could have did anything different?
There's a lot of things we could have did different.
See, what you have we to understand went back about, to the, like, about the drug trade is only a few of us was really on the tip top, okay? And those was real smart guys. But, you know, like they say, we don't got ships and we don't got, but...
Yeah, we know that, but...
Okay, but the brother came up with the brother that put him... In corpse coming back, that's how he got to be so big, okay, because he was able to move him. And so it's layers to everything.
You saying, okay, we did something different.
Yeah, what you feel we could?
A lot, we could, see if you
my
have.
Family, what we did was, my brother sent me to college, he sent my sisters to college, okay, and
yeah, well, I mean, let me see what do you
feel?
They
got master's degrees. One got a PhD.
Yeah.
And that drug money paid for that shit. Okay. Yeah. And so, what you do is you elevate. My father told us that I should do better than him. My son should do better than me. And if we continue that, you elevate your family station in life. Mm. But it take time. When you don't come from nothing unless you just hit it big.
Yeah.
But you got to start out by working smart. And a lot of, I'm going to tell you what happened to the majority of motherfucking drug dealers.
What did you feel like we could have did different though? Like what do you feel like that if you could go back and you could change what you did different, what would be something you did different? What would be something that you wish your homies did different?
Get together, come together like Black Wall Street, and build businesses. Like you said, it was different back then because motherfuckers was trying to catch up. But now knowing what I know, it's about buying that building, buying real estate, getting that property, helping the black, helping your own out.
Like you said, buy a building, not a Cadillac.
But that's the only thing we could do different. Exactly. Okay. Buy a building, a house, okay. Not a car, not
buy,
no jewelry.
Buy a stock and a bond and not gators.
Exactly.
Okay.
But most people don't get it.
Or walk around with a funky rope on. Okay. The bitch wearing your neck down or, you know, or you shouldn't, all your assets shouldn't be on your body. Okay.
Let me flip the question. Do you believe the drug trade messed up the movement in its whole? And do you blame the drug trade on the white man or the black man?
Listen, this is how...
I don't blame the drugs on nobody.
This
shit been around since before we was around.
It's always been drugs.
So with the drugs, honestly, it kind of helped the blacks, tore the blacks down. But it's the same thing. It did the same to every race.
Yeah.
To every race, not just the blacks. Fuck the white people up too.
Anytime,
I don't blame it on nobody. I blame it on the individual.
Anytime,
if you that dumb to get on drugs, show for.
Anytime you
ain't nobody putting a gun
have to join the enemy in order to change the situation, okay? In other words, you have to become a part of the system in order to change the system that changes you. And then certain soldiers sell out. Okay.
Word. I appreciate you. This is a little exclusive episode, Cross Vision Podcast. You know, we talk about politics, science, life, the agenda at hand. Building with two OGs, man. They're giving me the real game. We going over the drug trade going on, how it affected the community and how we could have changed things, how we could have built from it as well. Like, thank y'all for listening. This is another extension of episode 3, just a bonus track.
I know how it's gonna be. when I die, it's gonna be no noise. You're gonna hear people screaming. I'm fade out. I believe I'm more responsible, more mature, and more focused. And I will be more focused and even more responsible and even more mature in time.
I think that when there's hopelessness, people fall. Because it's like there's nothing. It's like, you know, it's like we're going, is America gonna help us ever? You know, because I mean, we know for a long time they haven't. Are they ever? Are they ever? Are they ever?
Crows.
Political agenda, so we all can surrender. We used to be 3/5 of a man, if you could remember. Do we have to wage war to get what we deserve? Or stay lost in the shadows until our voices are heard? I plan to spark the next mind before I leave this earth. Feel my pain, I speak the truth, and it really fucking hurts. What we truly see, they don't put on TV. Demonize my flesh, so every single race fear me. Pop another bottle, roll that tree up in the leaf. Was raised by OGs to keep it real as can be. Gold on my neck and rich Jordans on my feet. What means the world to you don't even mean shit to me. Living in a melting pot where the rich is on top. They wanna see a race war so they can profit a lot. Can't even leave my block without watching for cooking cop. Can't even roll in peace without getting the routine stop. Gross. And rise, the message is very clear. Pay attention, cause after these words I might disappear. They gon' give reparations to every woman and man that's black. The sad part is we might give it right back. Stimulate the economy, it's exactly what they need. Then knock us down right on our godforsaken knees. My people perish for lack of knowledge, fuck college. I wanna be a barber, rapper, singer, or even stylist. But you can't blame us, or the people who raise us. Look at those who cage us, they so racist. Truth spoken, no filter when my pen bleed. As I'm dancing with the devil doing God's deed. Without hope, then my people will one day revolt. Without a soul, then my people will one day be bold. No change, I see you lost in the rain. I take this needle with this knowledge, put it up in your veins. Now vibe with me, man. Cross.